This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, when the story of Bob Fluhop hit my inbox, it said that once you're a farmer, you're always a farmer. And there's a lot of truth to that, but it goes beyond just that. You may decrease your direct involvement in the operations as you get older, but it's always in your blood. That's what I learned more clearly when talking with Mr. Fluhop, and we'll hear from him right after this.
The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Your productivity, profitability, and sustainability are top of mind this harvest season for you and for us. From increasing soybean demand worldwide to determining what conservation practices best suit your farm, the Iowa Soybean Association has your back every step of the way. Unlock your field's full potential and harvest the benefits of farmer membership by visiting iasoybeans.com.
Bob Fluhop is originally from Marion, Iowa, and later moved to Walker and started a farm there with his wife and kids, and then eventually returned to Marion once again. Now, his farm is custom operated by friends of the family, but he's still very much involved with the operation and makes the trip there from his home at the assisted living facility every week to make decisions. Bob says that farming has to be something that you love to do or you'll never succeed. No matter how much technology advances, the basic goals of agriculture never have, and the way you go about doing the job hasn't changed all that much. And that's what's remained constant in agriculture since he farmed with his father all the way to the young farmers of today.
Well, farming is like everything else. If you don't like it, you probably won't stay with it. That's the way farming is, though. If you get started with somebody so that they guide you in the right way, you can do a lot more than you think you can. But that's the way farming is. You fix things up so it works. And so now, as you say, as cutting torch in the welder, well, you can fix most anything. So you just got to put things together and make everything work. Try to avoid breakdown, of course. But farming is something that you want to do. Of course, with all the new machinery nowadays, farming is a lot more attractive than it used to be.
Now, if you were going to go visit Bob in Marion, you would notice a small test plot outside his window at his home. No matter where he is, this gives him a gauge of how the year is going with his own farm not that far away. With the help of his family and his DeKalb sales representative, Bob grew some corn outside the window, put up a sign, and let his friends and neighbors take a guess on how it's going to do this year. While the yields at his home farm are down from last year, courtesy of the drought, Bob says he learned to take what you can get because there's always a challenge from one year to the next.
Well, I've still got a farm up here. I've got two of them. And we're always looking at the corn and how it's growing and everything. And so we got some kernels of corn, took them and planted them right outside the window here, and then we got a sign and put it on it so everybody knew what it was. We kept it watered and fertilized. We got some pretty good ears on it.
I was going to ask you how the yield was.
Well, the yield where my farm was 177. Well, last year it was 200. So,
considering the drought, we'll take what we can get, right?
Well, yeah, you're right.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.